It's cold outside. The song's about rape, baby. It's cold outside.
Controversial take, I don't think it is.
Oh, okay.
I kind of don't think it is either.
I think they're flirting.
Mike, you can't take that take.
Yeah. Mike, don't jump on it so fast.
She wanted it.
Just because you locked the doors of your house on the inside doesn't mean...
Her eyes were saying yes, and the pepper spray was saying no. Yeah.
And well, to me, it's like giving, like, the girl just being like, you know that thing where you're like, stop.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. She's, you know.
I don't do this normally. Yeah. Cut to every first date.
I know.
You're like, I do this normally. Yeah.
She's doing the thing I do where I'm like, well, normally I wouldn't come over, but I don't have heat at my apartment.
Slut.
I didn't have heat at my apartment for 3 years. Slutty 3 years.
And that's 100% why.
I was doing a lot of staying over.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Respectfully Podcast. Guys, well, I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. And guys, our guest today is one of our favorite people. He's the host of the Loud About Nothing podcast. And you can also see him in the movie Anora, which is out now.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, welcome back to the show, Sebastian Canelli.
Hey.
Yeah.
Movie star.
I did one movie.
Yes, you're a star.
You're a star.
My parents went to go see it.
Did they?
And my mom sent a text about it, and it made me cry.
What did the text say?
And then I realized it was a little manipulative. I was like, I should have never reread it.
Yeah.
What was the manipulation about? What'd she say?
She just made it. It wasn't manipulative. Yeah. She made it about her. I'm being dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
But it should be about her.
Yeah, totally.
It should be about
her. Your success is always about your mom, 100% of the time.
Yeah. My mom recently gave me resume writing tips so I could get a real job. Ew. So what are you going to do, you know?
You're killing it.
Yeah.
I told you before, babe.
Come on.
You stand up so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't fishing, but give it to me.
Because I never saw you do stand-up live. Yeah, so the first time I got to see you was from your the set that they put out, Don't Tell.
Yeah.
And it was incredible.
Thank you. Everyone should go see you
live.
Thanks, that's really nice.
Yeah.
You guys should see me live. I need to sell tickets for I'll Die.
so your mom can respect you,
well,
guys.
That's not going to work. Yeah. That's not going to do it. That's the only reason why a comedian simply must get The Tonight Show.
Yes.
It's because your mom watches it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My mom doesn't know what Don't Tell comedy is, and she never will.
Yeah.
I sent her, there was like a CNN article about Don't Tell and how it's changing the face of comedy, and it was after my set came out. Mm-hmm. So I sent my mom the article because I was like, she loves CNN. She texted back, cool, period.
Your mom's like an emotionally unavailable fuckboy.
Amazing. Texting my mom is like texting a guy who's just not that into you.
Yes.
She's like, yeah.
Oh,
sounds fun.
Great.
I feel awkward when my mom will text me at like 11 at night. Hi.
Just lowercase.
I'm like, Mom, what are you doing?
I know.
I don't need to know. Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't need to know that you're like lonely. You know? Like, I can't emotionally handle that. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
I mean, me and my mom, our favorite thing to do, go shopping, and I watch her be rude to waiters and be like,
oh my God, I can't with the rude to waiters.
You gotta be nice,
lady.
What does she do?
She really doesn't like when they take her food away before she's like, not even she's deemed she's not done. Someone,
but she's like not touching it.
Yeah, someone pulls a mayo away from her and she fucking snatches it like a viper.
Yeah.
I wasn't done with that. And I'm like, I spent a bunch of money on you. Keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah. I went out to lunch with my mom the other day and I went up to the hostess and she was like, it's a 30 minute wait. And I was like, no worries. My mom, by the way, was not going to be there until 30 minutes from when she said that, and I knew that.
Uh-huh.
So I called my mom, and I'm like, she said it's a 30-minute wait, and she goes, well, tell her we want a table as soon as possible. And I went, she knows. No one's ever not wanted one as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you did? I have no idea.
No one's ever been sweating in their coat, standing next to a host stand, being like, could you make it an hour?
You're like, I'm just going to be a pushover and a people pleaser.
So your mom's an older and late.
Yeah.
That's a rare combo.
My mom is only late in the way that like my mom grew up in Brooklyn, but she hasn't lived here in so long that she like doesn't know how New York works. Oh. So she thinks she can get from Penn Station to Midtown in December in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
My parents are from New York too. They're from Brooklyn and they still have like, ideas of neighborhoods from when they were kids. I'm sure. And I have to be like, no, no, Bed-Stuy is too expensive for me.
When I told my mom I was moving to the border of Bushwick and Bed-Stuy, she's like, you'll be shot in a day. I was like, first of all, you're racist. Second of all, it's all just girls with tattoos now. Which, by the way, I don't have, mommy.
She knows.
Yeah. She doesn't.
Really?
She knows about three.
Which three did you decide to tell her
about? She found one of my...
You got too hot and bothered to say
that. When I was 18, she found one on my thigh. She also knew about the one that I got removed with lasers because she had to pay for it. Yes. But that one doesn't count because it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Was it a name?
No, it was a tree. It was a stick and poke tree that was like this big on my arm.
Oh my God.
And what she doesn't know is that that whole area is tattooed again now. She would be pissed if she knew that the amount of money she put into lasering away is just covered in tattoos now.
You like wear long sleeves when you in the summer around your mom.
I wear long sleeves and jeans in the summer. I mean, my family must think I'm cutting myself. There's no way. It's like 90 degrees out. Yeah. I'm wearing a black sweatshirt and jeans. And they're like, are you hot? And I'm like, I'm anemic.
You should tell them just for their mental health.
I know. Yeah. At some point I'm going to have to, but I'm like, it's so, then what? I'm going to be like, this means something. It doesn't mean anything, you know.
You just
like,
look really cool.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But my mom thinks the way that my mom thinks Bed-Stuy is dangerous. She thinks tattoos are for criminals.
Yeah, my mom does too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
my parents both have tattoos, and I don't.
That's
really
so cool.
Yeah. Well, they got each other's names on their wrists.
Oh my God!
Which, and you say aw, but this was 35 years into marriage. This is the coward's way out.
Yeah.
It's romantic if it's like before you get married. Yeah. But like, what are they going to get, remarried?
That's what I always say. Guys will never do it for me.
Yeah.
I'm always like, this is only romantic if it's like our third date.
Yes.
And they're like, I'm not going to do it. And I'm like, be crazy.
Yeah. Be exciting.
But then everyone who's always said yes has ended up being like a horrible person.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I love bombing.
I know. It's so fun. Every time I get love bombed,
I'm like, this is the way I deserve to be treated.
Yes.
Oh my God.
This is the movies. It's finally happening. Yeah.
I'm like, yes, get my name tattooed on you and move in with me. That's what I've been saying.
Yes. This is the exception, she says.
Yeah.
Do you love bomb, Sebastian?
I've definitely been, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I think
probably.
We've all done it. I think everybody's thought somebody was perfect.
Yeah.
And then like 2 weeks later, you're like, hey.
Yes. And definitely then I've adjusted and then done the exact opposite.
Yeah, that's great for the mind.
Which is, and like pulled away too much of someone I actually like. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I don't know balance.
No.
I know, me neither.
It's so hard.
I'm very black and white, all or nothing.
You are.
You know, I mean, that's like why I'm sober.
Yeah.
I have to be 0 or 100. I don't do in between.
No. And I feel that way about hotels. I'm like, it's either the Ritz or it's a Motel 6.
Any that's crazy.
Mid-range? No.
That's a crazy
it's
take.
It's a mid-range.
That's an absolutely crazy
I hate
take.
It.
There's no way a Motel 6 is better than a fucking Doubletree.
I want either.
And a Doubletree is like literally $30 more.
I have to be scared or in ecstasy.
I would call myself a hotel expert.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Go to the Doubletree.
All right.
Do you go in the jacuzzi or a pool when you go?
No.
You don't have a jacuzzi or pool person.
We don't
want
to get a UTI over
here.
Oh, you get UTIs from jacuzzi.
No, I just don't.
Thing.
And honestly, for me, like an indoor pool is just not it. Like, I don't, what am I going to do, laps? Like, I don't get what I'm in there for.
If you were doing laps every night, it would be the weirdest thing.
While the children play near me, I like don't. An outdoor pool, that's cool, because it's like the sun and the man, it's like vibes and it's fun, you know? But an indoor pool is like clinical and sterile in
it's
a way
weird.
That I don't care for.
If you're doing laps with like the timer on, I'd be like, what's going on?
Also, I can't get my hair wet.
Yeah. These are all girl things.
You're in above water.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And that's good for balding men and girls. If ever you see a dude that doesn't get his hair wet, he's on the finish track.
That's an absolute bird's nest that's being held on for dear life.
Nah, I gotta go out later, you know? When it's not like dropping excuses, that it becomes one piece.
In my heart, I'm an underwater person.
You are.
Would love to be.
Me too, yeah.
But
you gotta live.
No, but my hair, I can't. I have a show tonight or whatever.
Yeah.
It takes me 3 hours to dry my hair. I'm not doing all of that just to get in a damn pool.
Well, it looks like 4.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is Sebastian's
back on the
pod. People loved you on the pod. Yeah. The feedback was outstanding. So they did? Very happy. Oh my God.
Oh my
yes.
God. Everybody yeah. who's ever met you loves
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You know what? I appreciate hearing nice things. Yeah. I've been trying to soak nice things in more.
You should. Yeah.
I really hate myself. So oh, I'm really trying to.
Now you're singing my song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I really fucking. How good is it to hate yourself?
Oh, you know what I mean?
There's no
Dude,
better
it's
feeling.
All, yeah. Yeah.
It's the fucking honey buns of emotions. Yeah. It's just.
It is so delicious.
I love binge watching a TV show and being like, you're a fucking loser.
Lazy pig.
And I don't remember a single moment from the TV show.
No, and why would you? Because I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just disassociating
I'm
the whole time.
I'm on my damn phone.
You think I'm doing poorly. I just downloaded the Netflix Games app. You think life is good? It's bad. I have Netflix Games.
I didn't even know that
games.
Was an app.
Oh, God, I started Civilization last night.
I love I'm doing poorly.
Poorly.
That's great.
Poorly. Could yeah. be worse. But yeah.
In case my great aunt hears, I don't want them to think it's
right,
too bad.
Right, right,
you know?
Right.
It's just poorly.
Yeah. I'm doing poorly. There's, I made my mom, why am I doing this? I made my mom watch Baby Reindeer with me, which is mean.
Crazy.
She
That's
wants,
mean.
She
That's
wants
mean.
To watch like Discovery.
She wants to watch the Hallmark Channel.
Yes.
All my mom, by the way, all my mom does is sit in front of the TV, white wine, Hallmark Channel.
Yes. Oh. And they've earned that.
In July.
Yes. Yes. They've
I love
had
her.
They've had yeah. a full fucking life of terrible things. She wants to watch a cheetah make friends with a domestic cat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's watch this fucking rape show.
Yeah.
I want you
about the career I have.
Yes, yes. Yes. So you can really think about if it's ever happened to me. Spoiler, it has. But there is Baby Reindeer was kind of like speaks to this in that the whole thing is that he's so obsessed with hating himself that he like ruins his
yeah.
whole fucking life. And yeah. I'm like, I don't think I've seen a show that really captures it on that level that Baby Reindeer. I'm sure I have, but
Fleabag
like,
kind of does that.
Yeah, yeah. Baby Reindeer yeah. is the Fleabag for boys, for yeah. bisexual boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I would argue Fleabag is for bisexual boys.
Yeah, true.
Bisexual boys love going on Hinge and being like, my favorite show is Fleabag.
Yeah. It's just catnip.
Shut up.
Catnip for women
being
with
a bottom
personate.
Doesn't make you a girl.
I think it's good to write that shows are out like that because
yeah.
I'm 35 and I'm just realizing now that me not liking myself hurts people around me.
Yeah.
Like
hard.
I didn't have that.
I
didn't know that.
Yeah.
I went through life thinking, well, I'm only hurting me.
I know.
Like
yeah.
between all the bullshit I did.
Yeah.
But that hurts so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is like what being a drug addict and an alcoholic is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you're like, yeah, whatever. I can do whatever I want to myself. It
yeah.
doesn't matter. And then you look up and everyone around you is mad at you.
Yeah.
Being
yeah.
a drug addict was so fun.
I know.
Being addicted to food is so much less fun.
I know.
It's actually so embarrassing.
I know.
It's so embarrassing. It's like, wait, I thought you were doing a cool addict, baby.
Yeah. I know. When I was on pills, everybody was like, okay, mysterious girl.
Yes.
But then you're like eating a pint of ice cream alone in your house and everybody's like, that sucks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you have to fucking eat. I've always maintained that food addiction is you have
yes.
to fucking eat. Like
yeah.
you don't, that's not
yeah,
something.
Food addiction
that you
is one
eat.
Of the hardest ones because you can't go zero.
No, I know.
No, it's
and,
so fucking hard.
And when people go the other way, when they have like anorexia or whatever, you see them and you're like, you look terrifying and you don't know it.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up to see.
Well, you do know it, but you like it.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel bad. It's a control. It's control
yeah.
for anorexia stuff. I don't know. I don't
yeah.
want to speak for them, but I've been in meetings where I've heard other people speak.
Yeah.
Have you gone to Overeaters Anonymous?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that like?
It's, you know what? I ended up going to all male meetings because
yeah.
It's hard. It's really, it is gendered.
Yes,
yeah.
Totally.
How society looks at people's bodies.
Yeah,
totally.
For sure.
This is what everyone wanted from me.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
But it is like, because fat men get treated differently than fat
yeah.
women
yeah.
or fat non-binary people, right?
Yeah.
Because people don't hate, people openly hate us in person, but also will fuck us.
Yeah.
Or want to date us.
Yeah.
Even. But I think like fat women have a harder time with that stuff. Like,
sure.
yeah.
No, like I know fat women friends and it's like, they have a harder time dating. Fucking no.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to fuck you. Nobody wants to date you. It's
yes.
like generally the vibe.
And
yeah.
the exact opposite for fat men.
Right.
Everyone wants to date you. No one wants to
Whoa,
fuck you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then girls will go out with you and think, oh, yeah, well, we'll figure your eating now is a problem. I'll help you figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
yeah.
hard.
Yeah.
And that's also just like the way women talk about men in general. Like, I remember,
yeah.
like, I was dating someone once who was a bad person, but my main concern was that he had really fucked up teeth. And Andrea was like, you can fix his teeth. And I was like, I don't know if I should date someone that I need to fix.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Correct.
It turns out I can fix his teeth or his heroin addiction.
Was this... My God. No, babe. Keep doing heroin. Yeah, the teeth, let's figure it out.
But let's get you braces.
Okay, down payment on veneers. I got you. Yeah. We'll get on a plan. Yeah.
And then we'll address the heroin once we're married.
Yeah, sure. Totally. Wait, so Overeaters Anonymous for men, is it like talking about the way people treat you, or like, is it like AA in which you're talking just about like what you're going through? What is like the main stories that come from there?
People don't talk about why they start eating a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Which is just usually sad stories. Yeah, you know, sure. I don't know an AA or NA if they do that.
AA is sad as fuck.
It's sad.
People usually talk about how food affects their daily life and how they're doing, because it's something that is such a daily basis kind of thing that you have to eat. So people are really talking about, like, yesterday I really had a battle, and you can't say specific types of foods in certain meetings because triggering.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I do this. If you ever see me in my car alone on a Zoom call, don't fucking wait. Because I know multiple people have knocked on the window a wave, and I'm just like, last night I really struggled. Hey, what's up, Gary?
I'll be fine. 5 minutes.
See, this is why I'm so against and for the existence of Zoom in this way, because it's it is good that these things are more accessible to more people. It's great that I've struggled with addiction in such a way. It's great that you can like fucking roll out of bed and go to a meeting. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And also sometimes you should have to be in a room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Sometimes you should have to be locked in a room with 12 other people who are also sad and no one else can come in.
Yeah.
I don't know if there would be 12 men in Brooklyn that would want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not, that is the thing. So I know that your point's funny.
Yeah.
But,
but yours is right.
But yours is right.
But it has helped. Yes. I know. I hate being a comedy poo-pooer.
No.
I love it. I brought up rape 10 minutes in. Don't worry. You're in a safe space for funny and sad. That's kind of our whole thing.
Yeah. We're all a little sad, yeah. That's beautiful.
Sex and Love Addicts is similar in the way where you don't have to, but life would be nice if you could have sex. And when you get into those rooms, you're like, this is not sexy. Yeah. This is really sad. But you're also all kind of like checking each other out, being like, I fuck this guy. And you're like, yeah.
That's really hard.
It's a weird one. It's definitely a weird one.
Yeah.
But no one really sympathizes with the I just love fucking and fuck so much that I have to go to a meeting.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it depends. People don't sympathize with those people when they're really hot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Sure.
But if they're regular people and they're I keep letting horrible people inside me, you're okay, you should go.
Okay. Okay. Go to a church.
When it's I think that's another thing that's very gender. When it's a guy, people are oh, you're a sex addict.
Yes.
And when it's a girl, people are that is dangerous and scary.
Yeah. Get in trouble, girl. Yeah. Checked your neck.
Yeah.
Well, we all are wearing Santa hats right now.
Courtesy of Sebastian, who owned these and brought them for us.
Oh my God. So we're talking about sad stuff, which is we need to cover the holidays because that is a sad, happy, complicated topic.
Yeah. The podcast laws require that we bring it up.
Yes. Just like 9/11 and... It's Christmas and rape. Yeah. Those are the check marks for Respectfully Podcast. But you have a take on Christmas, which I love. Yeah. So let's hear what you got to say.
Especially men don't want to show any feelings at all in society, right? Yeah. We just want to lock it down. And the holidays is happiness, sadness, and being corny.
It's corny as fuck. Yeah.
It's the Disney adults of Christianity.
Yes, it is.
It's liking Christmas.
Yes.
So I think that for me, I've loved Christmas secretly for so long, and then slowly I started I'll be like, oh, yeah, my parents, we cut down a tree every single year. I'll slowly leak that out. Then until I'm, telling people, I keep, little pieces of tree in my jacket pocket so I could smell it throughout the day when I'm having a hard time.
That's something.
Yeah, you're a Christmas addict.
I love it. Dude. It was the only joy, I guess, when I was a child.
Yeah. It's so funny.
And sad again.
It's so funny that men are, afraid to say things like that, but, you saying that you keep a little piece of a tree in your pocket to smell, like, girls are going to DM you because of
that.
Yeah,
for
like,
sure.
That's like, men think it's like unattractive to have feelings, and women are like, he loves his family and Christmas.
But here's the thing. I genuinely do that to make myself happy.
Right. No, I know. I know.
I'm corny as fuck.
Yeah, me
love
too.
It.
And I think I got away from that for so many years being in Staten Island, like just like wearing a Pittsburgh Pirates hat, and it would be like, you're into Pittsburgh? I'm like, nah, pills. Because I had to be on. Like, that's who I thought I was.
I know. Like, oh my God, I forgot about the Pittsburgh Pirates hat for Pill Addict.
Yeah, I would go, nah, pills. And now I keep a little bit of Christmas
in
my pocket.
It's got pee on it.
Oh.
It just has a pee, and that's how you would tell, like,
also,
other people
like,
know.
If someone's wearing a Pittsburgh hat, they're on pills.
Check on them.
Yeah.
Check on your Pittsburgh hat, friends.
Have you been to Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah. Stop. Hit every bridge.
Stop.
Most bridges in the country.
Ooh.
Are you from there?
No, but I've done stand-up there.
Oh, you both did at that place.
Yeah. And it's the only thing that...
Cranberry Township, shout out to them.
When you get to Pittsburgh... That's what they tell you, because there's nothing else to tell you about the town other than everybody's sad and on pills. So you get in some guy's car and he's like, you know, we have the most bridges in the country. And you go, and isn't that neat?
And everyone's jumping off
and
them.
And isn't that neat?
Yeah. And hills. They're very hilly.
Pills and hills, baby.
Pills and hills. Ooh, you're good. Well, also liking Christmas as a white person seems racist. There's something about it.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Okay.
Didn't know.
No, okay. Seems like Fox News, Megyn Kelly.
Well, because of the war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas.
This is why we have to speak publicly about it.
I know.
Because it's sensitive liberal men that really love Christmas.
I know.
I don't. There's no Christ in my Christmas.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
You know what there is? I watched Love Hard last night and went like.
Oh, Christmas is big crying to romantic movies time.
Wait, what is Love Hard? Is Love Hard a Die Hard spinoff?
No, it's with two people, and the guy catfishes the girl.
Oh.
And then it's like, but she wants to go out with the guy that the picture was from, but they fall in love.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's always that story.
But it's not a Christmas movie.
It is Christmas.
Oh, it is Christmas.
Yeah.
It's called
just like
Women
Die Hard
Settling.
Is Christmas.
It's a holiday story.
Yeah.
A lot of Christmas movies.
A lot of Hallmark movies are a girl meeting a guy she would never date, and then at the end being like, he's actually really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about Hot Frosty, because I talked about it more. Do you know the Netflix show Hot Frosty? Where the
sounds like a porn.
I wish.
Yeah.
I love the few days a year where Pornhub just puts a Santa hat.
Yes!
Oh, my friends told me about it. It sounds cool. But they just put a Santa hat on. They're like, well,
on
fuck.
And here's the disgusting thing that you watch that you hate yourself afterwards. Ho, ho, ho.
Also, like, I would argue don't do that. Like, if I'm on Pornhub during Christmas, I'm having a bad time. I don't want to be reminded that it's Christmas.
Yes. Interesting. I would say that I love a Christmas jerk.
But yeah.
I can't look
Christmas.
At you. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, you love a hot frosty, and
this
feels
like the time that I have to come out on this podcast as a bah humbug motherfucker.
Yeah,
I am not a Christmas guy.
I knew you were,
and I knew you knew because I have bangs.
Well,
but...
can I tell you this?
Yes.
It's based on the pagan holidays. Can we get on board for that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's based on so many.
Don't appeal to my witchiness.
Yeah. I have to. It's all based on it. It's Saturnalia and the Yule, Yule log. Right.
You know a lot about this. I like it.
Because Christianity was so funny, because they just basically, there was all these traditions and history that had to do with like Mother Earth, like and it's like how the darkness, how we need each other in the darkness, and then Christianity took over, and they just like labeled all these things Christian.
So
they just made Jesus the light rather than the sun and summer.
That's like the white, that's what I feel like it's racist, where it's like Santa's white and I'm obsessed with Santa.
Yeah.
And people are like, ooh, I didn't know you were like that.
Yeah, well, I think the thing for me, like, I love the idea of Christmas.
Okay.
I love the aesthetic of Christmas. I love Christmas, it's so in New chic. York.
Christmas
I love,
in New
like,
York.
You know, I really would love to love Christmas.
So what's happening?
Well, I had a bad childhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I don't like anything that is like, there's an expectation of fun and happiness that doesn't turn out that way. That's why I don't like birthdays. That's why I don't like amusement parks. That's why I don't, you know what I mean? That's why I don't like parades.
Relationships.
That's why I don't like being in love.
Being alive.
That's why I don't like children. That's why I don't really fuck with animals. No, I love animals. I love animals. That's what I can't even joke about.
Yeah.
I'm an animal girl, but
Well, they can't be mean to you.
Anything
like
that,
a parent.
Anything that involves your mother being like, we're supposed to be having a good time. It's like very upsetting for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So do you go home for the holidays?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Great. You should do what you enjoy. I believe, I think traditions are fucking stupid.
I agree. Yeah.
They're in place to make old people feel comfortable that they're not dying.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
Like,
you are.
Yeah. You are. And I'm dying too, right?
Yeah.
So, like, why should I just make you feel comfortable and then once all you're gone, then I have to start something new?
Yeah.
Well, let's just start something new now and make it happy.
I know, but there's so much, like, shame and guilt around that. Like, if you've ever been the person who's like, I think I'm not going to come home for Christmas, everybody's like,
deal.
Oh, what are you, the worst? And it's like, well, yeah, kind of.
Well, bring something to Christmas that you enjoy.
A gun.
My phone. Oh, I'll bring pills to Christmas.
Duh.
Oh, please. That's incredible.
I bet I was on pills, I loved Christmas.
Dude, when people get bombed on Christmas, I love it. Like an aunt stumbling around being like, I have a sexless marriage. Yeah. I'm like, this is what I came here for.
There's nothing. I mean, I don't have enough coherent memories of when I was a drug addict.
Sure.
But I can guarantee that Xanax and Christmas go awesome together.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many cookies you could put back on Xanax?
Oh, my God.
Xanax and weed were so good for food.
Chewing a Xanax in my mother's bathroom.
Chewing
crazy.
A psychopath when you have the sink in front of you?
Yeah. You have to chew it.
Oh,
does it
my
hit the
God.
Bloodstream faster if you chew? Oh, you're a pro.
I was crazy like that, too. Like, if I snorted a perk and I didn't feel it in my throat.
Yeah.
I was like, even if I got high, I was like, it didn't work.
No, wow. You have to, you like, one fucking psychopath tells you that chewing a Xanax makes it hit you harder, and then you're like dry chewing it and it tastes bad.
Turns out if you have an empty stomach, Ambien makes you feel drunk, and I don't know anything about that.
You simply must do pills on an empty stomach.
That's why I stopped doing pills. Never had an empty stomach. I'm so sorry. That's like such a joke book joke.
Yeah, no, but it's great.
I'm so sorry. That's what podcasts are made for, though.
Yeah. Dude, I want you in a corny comedy club, just like in the fucking borscht spell, being like, folks.
That's about as funny as it gets.
Yeah, I agree.
That's kind of what this business is built on.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to hide behind my diagram.
Oh, I loved it.
I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. Well, this is what COVID did for me beyond giving me a diagnosis of bipolar disorder.
Shout out to it.
It did. Thank you so much.
It's great to know.
It's great to know.
It's great to know.
It's great to know. And
it's great for the people in your life to know.
It's great. It's great.
And be like, hey, why don't we stop talking about that subject and take a few breaths. But I couldn't go home. The borders closed.
Yeah.
I couldn't go home for Christmas. And like, boy, did I have a walking around in the quiet New York City. No one's there in New York City, so it's quiet. Watching fucking Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Eating Chinese food.
A Jewish Christmas. Seinfeld and Chinese.
It's one of movies. The best. You know, Christmas was great when I was super young and my family was rich. Slay.
Yeah.
Then the divorce season came on.
Sleigh.
Hey.
There we go.
There we go.
I can do them too.
Yeah.
I can do the corny jokes too.
And I just keep being like a gun, and you guys are like, woo. But yeah, so the middle section of Christmas sucks cock.
Yeah.
But when you're older,
what do you mean?
And you don't have to.
I missed that part. I wanted to go back to the sucking cock
right
Christmas.
Right next to the Pornhub logo with the Santa hat on is a video called Christmas Sucks Cock.
Oh, God. It'll be so good. It'll leave you with a peppermint breath.
There's got to be a lot of ho, ho, ho stuff going on.
100%.
Yeah.
But we talked about this, you and I. Uh-huh. The holiday parties are also a facet of Christmas.
Oh, my God.
That
oh
is
my
a
God.
Fucking nightmare.
And you hate that.
Here's the thing. You know how you were saying it's annoying how it became cool to hate Christmas?
Yeah.
As someone who hates Christmas, I agree with you. I don't like that it seems like I'm I hate Christmas. I just hate it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be cool. I would love if you all loved it and I hated it. That would actually be cool.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. You're not punk anymore.
But I'm not punk anymore, and it's not punk to hate Christmas anymore, but I just still do.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I always get invited to some friend of a friend's dinner party that I have to bring a deviled egg to.
Yeah.
And it's my nightmare. I hate small talk. I hate being in a hot apartment where the oven's on.
Yeah.
I hate that I have to, I'm always late, so I have to sit on the floor.
Yep.
They put like a pillow from the couch on the floor.
Yeah.
And I have to sit there and my back hurts because I have fucking big boobs and a pill addiction.
Yeah.
And everybody's mad at me. Nobody, no, actually the worst part is nobody's mad at me,
no one
but
cares.
I'm having a bad time.
No one cares. Yeah, no one cares.
And I have to, and I have to talk to some guy's wife about skincare.
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible.
That must stink.
It does stink.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it does.
I gotta,
and it's the same thing where everybody's like, and we're having a good time, and I have to be like, I love these cheese and crackers. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I don't.
You don't love cheese and crackers?
I mean, I do, but not in that context.
Cheese
I want to eat cheese and crackers
alone. So don't include cheese and crackers.
Yes. Don't crackers talk about alone. Cheese and crackers disparagingly on this podcast.
Cheese and crackers in bed is so good.
Oh,
have you
bitch.
Ever had bed cheese and crackers?
Oh, my
in
God.
In a hotel bed that's not yours so you can get crumbs
oh,
in it?
Oh,
if I'm in a hotel.
With two beds?
I yeah. do an eating bed. And a sleeping bed. Come on.
A hotel with two beds and cheese and crackers from that shitty little store in the bottom of the hotel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I lie on my back and eat like this.
And a Law and Order like SVU marathon on USA.
Yeah. Oh, for me, it's Impractical Jokers. That's how I'm a little more whimsical.
And I knew you were going to say that
dude,
because I'll tell you what, if SVU is not on Impractical Jokers, mm-hmm. that's what's going on.
I once had a meeting with True TV and I was talking to them. I go, yeah, you do hotel TV.
Like, but shitty.
No one wants to hear.
Yeah.
I once
had
a meeting with True TV where we were like, we want to do a show like this. And they were like, so like Impractical Jokers? And we were like, no, but yes.
Totally.
But for the sake of this meeting, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
They just want to keep it. They're like, we could just keep making Impractical Jokers. And you're like, yeah, you could.
And
everybody loves
richer
it.
Richer than God.
Even I love it. And I don't even like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't like Christmas and I like Impractical Jokers.
Okay, can I ask you a question about this Christmas party thing?
Yes.
What would be a good Christmas party? You both don't like Christmas parties. What is a good Christmas party to you?
That's a great question. Well, okay. I went to a Christmas party last year where, so famously last year, one of my best friends died. And so then we all had a like Christmas Eve party together, like all of our friends that were friends with him. Mm-hmm. And that was a good Christmas party because there wasn't an expectation of joy.
Yeah.
So it ended up being fun and joyful because we all went there to be sad.
Yeah.
So it has to be a but maybe like an AA meeting. It has to be like a bunch of sad people in a room.
Yeah, a little coffee.
And I'll tell you what, sad people will splurge on the good snacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, somebody went to a fancy donut shop, brought a bunch of donuts. I made a charcuterie board. Ooh. Everybody was like,
say charcuterie and do that with your hands again.
Yeah. I made a charcuterie board. Yeah.
That's the Pornhub with
Italian.
Yeah, I know. And shout out to Italians
I'm gonna
this
become,
week for
shout out.
Whatever
I'm gonna become
reason.
That weird, you know those weird transracial thing. I'm gonna be that for Italian.
I've been trying to be Italian my whole life, but
I
truly
I mean, we
am
both
just
dye our hair black.
Ukrainian and mean. But my favorite Christmas party, similarly, bar. So you can come and go.
I was gonna say like a dive bar with Christmas lights is amazing.
Yeah.
You don't. Apartment sucks. You can't. You have to like. There's no going to the bathroom in an apartment because everyone can hear
and
it.
And it's too hot.
It's too hot. And also maybe something like heaters and outside. You know what I mean? Like greenery, heaters. Either fancy or not fancy.
Also,
this is my thing. Either super fancy or dive bar. No, like. Christine's apartment mid snack.
The other thing is this is unfair, but it simply has to be my friends.
Oh yeah.
It can't be like someone else's friends and I'm there.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, like it can't be like a boyfriend's friends or like a friend's friends.
Yeah.
And then I have to go and like, or it's like my friends and all of the people they're married to who I've never met before. It's like, I just want it to be my friends.
Yeah.
So you know what you need to do?
Have a party.
Throw a party.
I'm not going to do that.
I know, but that's what you want. Like, you can't be pissed at the people that are putting in the effort and saying, come, celebrate with me.
But what about this? What if I could just not go?
Don't go.
But I have to go.
You don't have to go.
They really put the pressure on you to go.
You don't have to go.
If you don't go, they go, who's going to bring the charcuterie?
Yeah.
And you
who's
going
to be the kooky goth girl that we ask about her career because our lives are boring?
Yeah. Who's going to be the girl that reminds us that our parents will die?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who's going to bring up radical politics with a person who works for J.P. Morgan?
Yeah.
Who's going to go, oh, do you really think you're doing that ethically? And then she's like, your girlfriend's kind of intense. But
who's going to make a big stink about Palestine?
Right. Yep.
This guy.
Well, that there's also, I have a husband. Congrats. I acquired a husband, thank you. But I've had to go to his
office
parties.
You said that the way I say I have a pill addiction. Yes. You're like, I have a husband. It's under control.
Yeah. Don't, nobody be weird about it. But you have to go to the office parties, especially if you have a partner who has like a career.
Or God forbid you work there.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I've had to go to office parties of places I've worked at. Or like, not even office parties, like restaurants that I've worked at. I've been like, we're a team.
Yes.
And we're having a holiday
this
party.
This is a family. Yeah. I actually consider you guys a family.
And then you just have to, like, they like made us dinner. I worked at a Japanese restaurant. I was like, this is not Christmas food.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, maybe there
Japanese
is.
People,
Yeah, like 1% of Japanese people are Christian. Holiday.
Really?
Yes. I just read that.
And they really want it.
I want to go to Japan.
Yeah.
No.
I'm too fat.
Trap.
I Google every day on Reddit, too fat to go to Japan.
What?
And they say, yes, bitch.
And you know what? I feel that. That's why I haven't been. I'm like, I'm not going to fit in the seat.
So I stood up for them and I go, what am I doing? They hate me.
Yeah, they'll be like asking to take pictures with you. Horrible. Yeah. Horrible, horrible.
Well, my mom during my wedding was telling wild stories. I had like a little girls' brunch and she was talking about when she lived in Japan when she was younger and Japanese people were taking pictures of her and she's like very tall and blonde and there weren't like a lot of Westerners there.
Uh-huh.
And then quietly she was like, and then I found out they were making porn with it. And I was like, okay,
Slay.
It's my wedding day. Yay.
So did you go to the party yet for your husband?
Not yet, but here's the thing. I've gone many times. Engineers are not socially fluid people.
I think we all knew that. I don't think we have to.
Right.
I went to 3 years of engineering school and dropped out.
Oh, really? Oh
yeah, and I had an internship. And one of the things that reasons why I stopped. I was at the internship and it was Friday and a guy walked into the bathroom as I was shitting to go, Sebastian, have a good weekend.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's a classic engineering
Dude,
story.
Freaks. They're total fucking freaks.
Just no, none of them had to find out if they're autistic.
By the way, no, they don't know how to talk to girls at all.
By the way, as someone who is 3 years into a degree and then dropped out, it's the funniest thing you can do.
Yeah, it is very funny.
3 years? Yeah. You're so close.
It's almost as much of a waste of money as a theater degree.
Yeah.
I dropped out of 3 years of a theater
Stop!
Degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
We made a BFA theater degree.
Yeah.
3 years in, I said, no, thank you, actually.
Oh, God.
We make bad choices at this table for sure.
So you're at, engineering party.
They just don't, God, when I got the fake boobs, it was a whole, my husband's
How's that going? Co-worker,
I love them.
How are people doing? Oh, you tell me about that, how you enjoy them.
I love them. I love them.
You do?
They're my angels.
What do you love about them?
They're just so perfect.
That's amazing.
I just look in the mirror and I'm like, God damn, those are perfect.
Yeah.
That's a Barbie rack. They're like tight and high in a way that's super fake. I love how fake that they look.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yeah. But that, you know, I had smaller tits before and the men were being fucking weird. When I brought the big tits out in the tight dress this summer, it was just like, oh, and I was like, you have to not be this creepy.
Yeah.
Like, do it pseudo, but like, this is crazy. You are directly looking at them.
Yeah.
Like,
it's hard to be a big titty goth girlfriend.
Yes, it is. Yes. It's
it's tough.
Let's talk. This is a cross that I hope someone I love has to bear.
Yes.
Well, it's hard because whenever you meet your boyfriend's friends, you're like, do I put my tits away? Mm-hmm. Do I take them out? Mm-hmm. Does he want his friends to know that he has a big titty girlfriend, or does he not want his friends to stare at my tits? You know?
Yeah, that is weird.
My husband wants people to stare. My husband wants the like big titty goth girlfriend experience at the party. He wants all the guys to be like, right on, which is, you know, a whole thing, but it's mostly, it's bad conversation. One, they're being creepy, and two, what the fuck am I talking about with like a 45-year-old father who runs an engineering firm? And they're not, they don't suck. It's just like,
we just don't have anything in common.
Yeah.
And also, like, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but when you do something like comedy or anything that's like sort of outsidery, sort of creative, whatever, you get very used to having conversations with people that are like, we're already jumping to the middle and we're talking about when your parents got divorced and when I went to rehab and like all of this shit. We're not starting with the weather, you know? We're not talking about Zara.
Yeah.
We're just not.
Yeah.
So I've like forgotten how to do that.
Yes.
So now when I have to do that, I'm like sweating.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
Like, I'm like, don't say your dad's dead. Don't say your dad's dead. Don't say your dad's dead. And then somebody's like, what does your dad do for work? And you're like, nothing.
he's no longer with us.
You know, oh my God. I was at one of these things and I was talking to this guy. I was talking to this guy that my boyfriend is friends with, who's like older than him. So mm-hmm. he's like almost my dad's age. And he was talking about how he like lived in the same city as my dad at this time. And like, it's a very small town. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this guy was like, oh, you should ask your dad if he knows so-and-so. And I was like, oh, well, he's dead. Mm-hmm. And it was like all of the air was sucked out of the room. People were having different conversations. Everybody looked at me like I was a freak.
Yeah.
And I left the party with my boyfriend.
Why did you let your dad die, Lizzie?
I know. And I left, asshole. But it was like, it was like, why did you say that? And it's like, I left the party with my boyfriend and I literally was like, I'm not doing a hypothetical here. I'm actually asking you, was I supposed to lie?
Yeah.
Like, I'm genuinely asking what the polite thing, because whatever I did was obviously wrong.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what I was supposed to do? Should I never bring up my dad again in conversation, even though it's the only way I could find to relate to this guy? Like, what was I supposed to do there?
This sounds like the start of a great movie, because then the next time you do lie and then they want to meet your dad, and then you have to hire an old man to play my dad, and then you repair your relationship with your father through this actor who's just like a washed up theater actor.
A failed comedian.
And you need to write this.
And the moral of the story is anyone can be your dad.
Yes. Chosen dad.
My new dad.
Yes. It's a new dad Christmas. Wait, yeah, dead parent is a big element to a weird Christmas.
And it's like,
yeah,
everyone feels bad for you when you have a dead parent at Christmas. Yeah.
And also, it does make Christmas weird.
Yes.
It's such a different vibe when it's three people.
Oh
you know what I mean?
You need kids in your life. I have a nephew now, so it's like, it helps so much.
Yes. What are you, my mom?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Get a kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she wants kids in my life.
Do you want to have kids?
No.
I love that. I don't want to have kids either.
No, I feel weird like saying it because people. No, it's fine. I should on this podcast. It's not going to be a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I mean, I was having lunch with my mom the other day. My cousin was there, and she like in front of everyone was like, "Well, you're not having kids," because I had told her that, and I was like, "My mom doesn't know that."
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a weird. It isn't just like having a dead parent or being a comedian. It's another thing that makes you a fucking freak.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
and you're
in these holiday parties we're talking about, that is freak shit.
Yeah, it is freak shit.
Sure,
dead dad, goth, no kids, girl.
Oh my
land
god,
mine.
And then you have big boobs on top of everything. Yep.
You don't gotta tell me.
Yeah,
and then on top of everything, your fucking big titties are out. Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, so she's a whore.
Yeah.
When I would go to my girlfriend's party, everyone would be staring at my tits.
What's like a good? Do you have good Christmases with your family?
Yeah.
That's really.
And the kid around is a different thing.
The kid is really. I had a couple Christmases where I was like, because I'm single, and then for a time I wasn't single, so I would sleep with me and my ex at a house, apartments, excuse me.
Yeah.
And we would like spend Christmas morning together, or I would spend it with her. Yeah. And then to go from that, then to have to go sleep at your parents' house again,
is
like
that's
a hard.
Tough.
Yeah, that was a hard couple years for me. But now I'm just like, I accept it, you know?
Oh my God, you just unlocked a memory for me that during the pandemic, because I couldn't go home for Christmas, I spent Christmas with my, at the time and still, ex-boyfriend. Because both of us had like no one to spend it with.
When you have no one.
And we just like got hammered together and fought. And I was like, this is Christmas, baby.
Which is kind of a lot of Christmases.
Yeah. I like bought a tree.
Oh, single. Also,
there's nothing more pathetic than buying a tree so that someone loves you again.
Oh my God. But what if it's yourself that you want to love?
Whoa.
And that's beautiful.
Because that's what I do.
That's the reason to buy a tree.
Yeah. Dupe, single. Also, Christmas, any holiday, being single
is tough.
Yeah. People are like, well, maybe.
Or being in a bad relationship. Yeah. When you're in a bad relationship on the holidays, you do that thing where you go, can we just have a good day today?
Oh,
that's brutal.
Yeah, but if you're single and you see the people who are in a bad relationship, you're
love
like,
that.
Not that.
Yeah.
Also, I'd rather be alone.
I'm going to say this because Thanksgiving just happened.
Go.
And this is something I notice a lot during the holidays. And I'm going to say this to the camera. Mm. A lot of you are acting real tortured for people who are posting nice family photos during the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's acting like, oh, my life is so hard. Everything is so. And then during the holidays, you're all wearing sweaters and there's like 12 of you sitting on the chair on the steps.
Yeah.
And you have a tree that's covered in presents.
And you have money.
And everybody's eyes are clear because they haven't started drinking yet. Shut up. Stop it. Your life is not that bad. You can call your dad.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you really illuminated illuminated for me what white trash family dynamics are like.
Thank you.
Because I don't know white trash family dynamics. I've only, as I've acquired white trash friends in New York City and married someone who's, he says white trash, I'm not saying it, but the bear.
No, take a stance.
Yes. My husband is a big piece of white trash. And I fuck his white trash ass and I love him.
Yes!
I love his white trash family. I love ripping darts with them and going to a really shitty bar. They're the best. But the episode of The Bear.
Yes.
The Christmas episode of The Bear. Yeah.
If you have a white trash person in your life who you love, who comes from a dysfunctional family, and they're sad around the holidays, not with them, by yourself, watch that episode of The Bear and you'll understand what's going on for them.
I had no idea.
Because it is like, it's this weird thing where it's not the typical thing of like, it's obviously sad when someone has nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
someone has no family to go to, someone has no family left, like that's like obviously sad. But when someone has a big family that they have to go to and it's bad, that's like a thing that some people will never understand,
mm-hmm.
you know? But that show, you can watch it and you'll get it.
I love that. So many people hit me up that I need to watch that episode because I'm Italian. So everyone's like, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're love it.
You're like, Italians, pills. It's your whole thing.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And the food is so good. The watching them make the food really. That I'm fantasizing right now about dinner in 20 days from now.
Yeah. Do you do the seven fishes thing?
We don't do seven, but we do like six. Yeah. And it's so
throw a seven then.
Yeah.
I know. What is my dad doing? Yeah. He's edging us to be Italian.
Steve a clam or something. Get a seventh in there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's so good. And my dad makes scungili, and he only makes it around Christmas Eve.
I don't know what that is.
Conch.
Yeah. But this is getting so Italian. I love this conch, the fish conch, like right?
I thought it was conch.
Or conch, whatever. Conch. Yeah. I think
it's
conch.
It's like a shell.
It's a shell, yeah.
Oh,
with
okay.
a thing in it.
But yeah. Like a little slug in it. It's like in a dish and you make it with like red sauce and it's...
When the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie, it's a Christmas.
I am never more Italian than Christmas Eve.
I can imagine.
Oh, God, I'm wearing my tank top. I'm throwing stains on my guinea tea. I feel like a fucking man.
Oh, my God.
My aunt just went to Italy. She'll tell me about where my family's from.
Oh, my God.
She'll go around the table, ask if we believe in Jesus. It's amazing.
God, see, being Irish is such a curse because they're going to ask you if you believe in Jesus. But on Christmas Eve, when I was growing up, Christmas Eve dinner, you're gonna fucking freak out when I tell you this, was boiled cow tongue.
Ew.
Are you kidding me?
Awful. You guys are so gross.
Boiled cow tongue.
What? Why do you insist on suffering?
I never ate it. I didn't like it. I didn't like that it literally has taste buds on it.
No, you need
it. And it's like, it's not like presented in a way where it just looks like meat. It's literally a tongue on a plate and then they slice it.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's horrific.
You need to do Italian Christmas. Yeah. I literally get drunk off of food.
Yeah.
I would love to do an Italian
I physically
Christmas.
Get drunk off of food at my family's Christmas.
Seb, Christmas Day, what do you guys do?
What do you mean?
In the morning.
Like, turkey?
Food-wise. Oh, food-wise? Yeah. Well, we start with our antipasto, so we do all that.
Mm-hmm.
So charcuterie, as the manifestees girly say. So
okay, sorry.
No, I love it. I say charcuterie just because I think they're hot.
Yeah.
I'll turn my back on my culture in a second. I'm like, cold antipasto, what's that? That's a charcuterie. You want to do tarot, babe?
Yes. You sell out pig. I love you.
Oh, of course. You kidding me? And my dad's proud of me.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Son, it's pussy and God.
And then what do? We do stuffed shells. And then we do braciole, sausage,
same.
Meatballs.
Yeah, yeah.
Then after that, we do chicken parmesan, ham, peas and mushrooms, salad.
Well, you do a course in between that and dessert.
Before the dessert, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You do a pasta and then a like meat.
Yeah, how they say seconde, like we do.
I've been to an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, so we do a pasta dish and then we do like a meat dish.
have you?
Have?
Yeah.
Wow.
When I was 18, I went to Italy.
Oh my God.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
It was awesome.
Did you meet an Italian man?
I met a Welsh man
who
was in Italy at the same time as me, and we made out on the Spanish steps.
Oh,
you did?
Perfect.
Yeah, it was like the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah.
Stop. Did you join the military?
No. Tried. They wouldn't take me.
To make out on vacation's the best.
It's the best. Some guy you'll never fucking see again.
Yeah.
and it's just perfect. Like, it's like you don't have enough time to ever fight about anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing matters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you're just like the two people who speak English in this bar.
Ugh. Ugh. Gorgeous.
Ugh.
Yeah, I like to eat in the way where I'm like sick.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you can do more though. You're like, have a seltzer so it like cleanses it somehow. Yeah.
Take a break.
And go in again.
Yeah.
Well, the day after we do pajama day in my family. Yeah. My family, aww. I'm not one that complains about my family. I love my family. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I'm open about that.
Also, you can complain about them and still love them.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And I do. I do. Right? But we do pajama day. So when I was growing up, Christmas was like we open our gifts and then we get dressed in our like shirt and tie and we go to grandma's house.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to enjoy anything.
Yeah. Right.
So it was like a family day. So the year I got PS2 and I had to leave it to go to grandma and grandpa's house.
Tough.
That was the day that I almost revolted.
God, grandma's such a bummer a lot of the time. Can we say that?
That was the year that we gave her a microwave.
Yeah.
And she got so upset and offended that we had to take her to the hospital. We gave my Italian grandma a microwave and she goes, what can't I you don't think I could cook? And then she had an episode and the ambulance
Oh my God.
I love my grandma so much. What a fucking queen. And then we had to do Christmas again.
Oh my God. Also, by the way, good for her. Yes.
We never got her appliance again for the whole life.
If you got me a microwave, I'd throw it at you. I get that.
Oh God. There's certain gifts you don't give. I got a treadmill one year.
I was going to say anything that's like exercise based.
Oh,
no. That's not a gift. That's a hint.
Yeah. Do you guys remember when some guy got a Peloton for his girlfriend and the internet was ablaze on like whether or not he was a dick for that?
The only way you can do that.
It was a commercial. Yeah.
The only way you can do that is if your girlfriend is like, the only thing I want for Christmas is a Peloton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And you still need to get her something else.
And like, she's a person who loves working out. She just won't splurge on herself to buy the Peloton.
Yes.
She can't be someone who wants to start working out.
No. Yeah.
She has to be someone who loves working out.
Yeah. No. Or she has to be going through a breakup and starting to date a drug dealer again.
Right.
And her mom buys her a Peloton.
I almost asked my parents for a CPAP machine as Christmas. Yeah, I'm trying to get a sleep study. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
I have really bad insomnia, and I'm trying to get one too, and they just won't do it.
They won't do it.
They won't.
Why?
Do it.
And you could buy a CPAP online for like $1,000, and I'm like, maybe I'll ask it for Christmas, and I'm like, I'll just kill myself.
God, being an adult is so fucking bleak.
It's so bleak.
Imagine asking for a CPAP machine and opening that Christmas morning, and then having to be whimsical the rest of the time.
That's maybe one of the saddest things I've heard in a while, and that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Amazing. One of my friends told me once, comedian Allie O'Neill, who's been on the show, told me a story about how she was on vacation with her aunt and uncle, and her aunt like got drunk and passed out, and her uncle the next morning was talking about how like she was like, man, I was really drunk last night, and he was like, I know, I had to put your CPAP machine on you, and I was like, that's the most romantic thing I've ever heard. That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Gently.
Just like a man gently attaching a CPAP machine to his wife who's like...
Because he wants her to live.
Because he wants her to live.
He wants her to, it's the opposite of killing your wife.
It's so beautiful.
Does
it's
it go
so...
into your nose?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's two different ones. I was on the phone with fucking insurances for so... I mean, whatever, you know.
Okay.
I think it's
people.
Like a mask.
Oh, it's a mask.
You could get both.
Okay.
It depends what type of apnea
sleep
you
apnea,
have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love a CPAPing for Christmas with Sebastian Canelli.
Imagine I had to explain to my nephew. I open my gift. Uncle Bob, what did Santa get you? Well, since I'm overweight because I had some childhood issues, at night I struggle breathing. So Santa wanted me to stay alive and bought me a machine to put oxygen in my lungs. Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Santa uses a CPAP machine.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Santa's absolutely on the CPAP machine.
Yeah, if you want
Mrs. Claus is on top the whole time.
Yeah.
Santa's not doing pumps.
Nah.
Maybe standing.
Maybe he gets one of those pillows that helps raise it.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad when you like buy a pillow for fuck.
Yeah. Sometimes fuck accessories are, you know.
But it's fun when the other person's like, what if we bought a pillow?
Yeah. I like fuck accessories. I say buy them. I'm a man that loves a vibrator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. I agree, but I'm also like, don't make it like a thing where you have like a drawer that you present to people. Like, don't make it like theatrical.
Yeah,
no.
Don't be like, and here's my fuck box. Fuck toys.
And you're like, I'm actually good now. I think I'm going to retract
it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Just like have it.
Yes.
Don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't make it. It's like I've like hooked up with the guys who have like the lights that turn red. Enough.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Gen Z.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Okay, Gen Z.
Yeah, okay.
No, they were all millennials. They were all millennials.
But they're fucking Gen Z people. Yeah.
They're fucking me, and I'm, yeah. I guess, technically, yeah. Gen Z.
They're trying to lure you in with a catnip. They're like, you're a Twitch streamer, right, babe?
They always do the thing. They do the thing where they make the lights red, and then they make their voice different. And you're like, ah.
I make my voice different.
But yeah, like a lot?
You do.
Nah, fucking, hey. Yo, yeah. What we doing?
Yeah.
You make it go higher, actually.
Oh my god! Give me those boobs!
Like a cartoon?
Yeah.
Can I motorboat your babe? Well, mama.
Like, oh, I'm fucking a gay guy again. Oh my god, my favorite thing to do.
Oh my god.
I say Jesus so a lot. Fun. I go, fucking Jesus.
Yeah, that's great.
I rub my face.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, I love
when
face rub.
I love when people bring God into it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I never say Jesus until a girl takes her shirt off.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Mother Mary.
Love that. Love that.
And I don't hate when a girl pulls a vibrator out of her purse.
Oh.
I know, and that's fine.
Are we keeping them in our purse?
I didn't know that. I have pepper spray.
I guess
me too.
Throw gross a vibe in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god.
I'm getting mugged. I pull out the vibrator, and I'm like, "You're gonna die. This is how you die."
You reach for the pepper spray, and then it's a vibrator. Yeah. And you're like, "I meant that. Yeah, I meant to do that."
I'm actually trying to make you sex positive.
I guess women just have little faith. They're like, oh, I'm going out with Seb. I got to bring the vibe.
I think it's like, I've just never owned one. So I don't really know the rules.
Yeah, I've never owned one either. Yeah.
You never owned one?
No. Everyone thinks that I have like a 12-inch dildo because of my energy. I'm like, no.
Well, not just your energy. You just went on that dominatrix thing.
Yeah, true.
So it's more than energy.
Yeah. Also, not to blow up your spot, but I've housed that for you. There's some stuff.
There.
Oh my God. I can't believe you're lying to us. How dare you?
Okay. I'm not saying it's a vibrator, but there's not nothing in the drawer by the bed.
You bitch.
Oh, what was I not going to look in the drawer by the bed? Uh-oh. Every time you're in someone's house alone, you look in the medicine cabinet and the drawer by the bed.
Yeah. Oh,
and if you look at the drawer by my bed, there's like a rosary and tissues. And like a crystal I don't believe in.
Yeah, same. All same.
It's so funny because in that drawer, it's always like the nastiest shit and then the shit from like your aunts that you'll never use.
Yeah,
engraved pocket watch and a vibrator.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And like a little piece of pottery that you made when you were a child that you look at and go, fuck it. It was so innocent.
I did once own a vibrator that I never used because I was like, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
And then last time I moved, I was getting rid of my nightstand to get a new one. And I just left it in the drawer when the movers took it. I was like, just
let it go out.
It was just an
world.
Empty nightstand with a fucking vibrator in the drawer.
Wow. Dude, what dog on the streets opened the drawer and was like, no. Maybe I'll take it.
Maybe I'll put this in me.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. That might be beautiful for them.
Yeah. It might be. I hope that's what happened.
And that's a Christmas miracle.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
That's like the little matchstick girl.
Just a woman.
There's just one more vibrate left. Can I come? And all of a sudden she gets really warm.
What was the word we were using before? Snow something? We'll come back to it.
Okay.
There was some sort of porn snow, whatever. We'll move on.
Oh, hot frosty?
Yes, hot frosty for Christmas. Yeah. One last vibe, a hot frosty story.
That does sound like something that you would look up on Urban Dictionary in high school.
Yeah.
When there was like all those terms like strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Dragon's breath or whatever.
Oh, it's
whatever.
Bad. It's when you come in a girl's face and then punch her in the face and her nose bleeds.
There we go.
The angry dragon. You remember the angry
E-bombs
dragon?
World. We miss you.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to Salad Fingers. Was he a pedophile?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I know, it's hilarious.
I love you just being like, that's a horrible thing.
Who did that? Who wrote that? We got to talk to their mother.
I did learn recently that was like, never mind, it's too sad. It was like a gay cruising thing.
Oh.
But then like the guy who was getting blown was like straight, and then he'd come and be like, actually, I hate that.
Oh, no.
That's really sad.
Oh, that's but the sad. Gay guy who told me about that said that he liked it.
Sure.
Good for
him. Happened.
And I don't
want to
yuck a happy ending.
Yeah. I don't want to yuck your yum.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. As long as everyone's happy involved.
It's actually kind of beautiful if a guy gets to punch a guy in the face and a guy gets punched in the face and they both like it.
It's a beautiful. Yes. That's Christmas.
That's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful because.
And it's Christmas colors.
Yeah.
Red
Here
white.
We go.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. You found something you like about Christmas. A strawberry shortcake.
Wait.
And the food.
Before we finish up with the holidays,
yeah.
I'm a New Year's Eve baby. I didn't even think about this, but New Year's Eve, I think, is probably
another night with the expectation of this has to be great.
I think the worst, maybe the worst holiday of all.
Yeah.
It is the saddest holiday of all. The one of my worst ones was like I wasn't dating anyone. It's all New Year's Eve is always your single. If and
New Year's Eve is worse than Valentine's Day for being single.
Yeah.
Because Valentine's Day you don't have to go out.
And it's
if
like
you're
corny.
Single on Valentine's Day, you can just it can just be ignore. A regular day.
Yeah.
But single on New Year's Eve, you still have to like go out.
It's such a mean holiday. And I remember one of them, I think it was the year I got sober, but it was right at the tail end, so stuff was getting real bad. Yeah. And I was at a party, and like everyone was making out, and then it was just me and my like respectfully ugly friend who had no sexual chemistry, and we both were like, eh?
This is the part where I remember this story was about me.
It's me and my dog-faced female friend. No, and like we both like leaned into it, and then halfway we were like, what are we fucking?
Yeah.
And then I left and was like, God, my life is bad.
Yeah,
I have a bad life.
I met my boyfriend. I met my boyfriend on January 2nd last year.
Yeah.
And you better believe that New Year's Eve, my friend had just died. I had a bad Christmas and I had gone through a horrible relationship and breakup.
Yeah.
You better believe that New Year's Eve, I was like, which of my friends could I kiss? Like, which of my friends have I always, and like none of them. My friends are my friends because I don't want to fuck them.
Yeah.
Sure. But like that's the night where you're like, I guess maybe? I could make out with Bill. I had to find a guy's name of nobody I'm friends with.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't know. And then I was cat sitting for you.
Yeah.
And
fuck in my bed, please.
I went to your apartment and ordered Chinese food and ate with your cat before midnight.
Way
better. I don't go home before midnight on regular nights.
Yeah. What is your New Year's feeling? What do you feel about New Year's?
I don't like it. It stresses me out. I've only had one New Year's midnight kiss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
I've
been in relationships for more years than that.
Yeah.
And it always made me feel sad. There's that like pressure and stress around it. Like, will I have, especially in college, there was like a lot of like, you went to the open bar in the city.
Yeah.
And it's like, can we meet someone before then?
And God forbid you're the only person. Oh. If you're the only person not kissing anyone, that's like so humiliating.
Yeah. Humiliating. And then you wait to see who will hug you first.
You're the oh only my God, everybody's kissing and you have to look at your phone.
Yes.
Oh.
Or you go like, woo.
That's what I would always just take a shot. Nobody's going to notice that you're not kissing anyone if you're taking a shot. Yeah.
In the bathroom. Yeah. It's also, why are we all making out in front of each other? I like don't care for that.
I'll also say this. If you are going to if you are going to kiss at midnight on New Year's Eve, it's a quick one.
Yeah.
You don't have to be you don't have to make it a whole production.
Yeah.
Do a little nice kiss.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then move on with your night.
It's about like celebrating the people you love.
Yeah.
And not like just like someone that you want to fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I love is when you have like a group of friends and everybody just kind of starts kissing each other. That's cute.
That's sweet.
I think that's cute.
That's
fun.
But that's a thing that I didn't get to experience as a dude in Staten Island. Yo, bro. Yo.
Yeah, not even on the cheek. Probably not, right?
Nah, we did the always the handshake with the hug in between.
Yeah.
Dudes will always do that to me. Like boy comedians will do that to me. And I'm like, I know you're touching
you're pressing my tits.
I know you're pressing your hand into my boobs, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, they probably don't, don't realize.
I'm like, do you think this is my first day having these? I fucking know this move.
I know your covert moves.
Sometimes they don't realize it and you can tell that they didn't realize that would happen.
Yes.
Like they're sorry. But then other times they're like, and they're like,
and they're like, that wasn't a good one. Let's do another one.
This time I'm going to have my hand like this.
This time with feeling.
Yeah.
Fuck New Year's. Christmas can stay.
Yeah. Well, I've had one good New Year's.
And what was it?
It was my 30th birthday.
That's amazing.
And my friend, you were there. I had a house party at my friend's apartment. And it was like.
When's your birthday?
December 31st.
That's amazing. Yes. This is really loaded.
Oh, I was at that party too.
Yeah. It was a fucking banger. Yeah.
And were you drinking?
No, but I got to see everyone like shit faced.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, when they in movies, they're like, this is a house party. Everyone was like, this is the craziest party ever. It was like that.
It was like that.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm like so popular.
Also, there was some like 18-year-old open micer just unconscious on the couch.
Oh my God.
Dude, I'm sorry. We have to say this. He passed out on the couch with his thumb in his mouth. And it was the funniest thing that ever happened to me.
Does he still do comedy?
Yes. John. Oh, Scrooge.
No, he is.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved every
open
minute
micer
of
at the time, if you listen.
Yes. And he's a road dog now. And we're proud of him.
But you did fall asleep with your thumb in your mouth in front of everybody.
In front of women.
In front of God and everybody, you fell asleep with your thumb in your damn mouth.
And I was like, I'm 30, and if this fucking 19-year-old dies at my birthday party, it's blood on my hands.
That was a fun party.
It was a fun party. So I'll do one at 40. Every 10 years, I'll fucking go for it. But otherwise, it's a wash. So, you know.
Yeah.
The holidays.
Yeah, but that is a good way to, like, you're lucky in that way where you can make it your birthday instead of New Year's Eve. So now it's like the vibe. Like, that didn't feel like a New Year's Eve party.
No.
At all.
No.
And people probably love you for that. Like,
I give people a place to go.
Yeah.
That's the thing about New Year's. It's like, then people decide where they're going. And if you do a thing and then people don't go to your thing, getting asked to dance at a
dance. The other way to avoid New Year's Eve, be a comedian.
Do a show.
I always have to work on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those shows suck. It's a nightmare, but you get paid more and you don't have to go to a party.
Yeah.
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 They pay well and it sucks and everyone's drunk, but like you just have to have a bad set and like get paid and then hang out with the other three comedians on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it's fine.
That is nice.
So if you hate New Year's, become a stand-up comedian. There aren't enough of us.
Yes. And it's like it's an easy career.
And it's so easy to be successful.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Totally. Whew, well, this has been a magical fucking hour. I love having you on the show. You are so fantastic.
It's so nice
You're
to be here.
You're the best.
You're the best.
Where can people find you and follow you? What's the plugs?
Sebastian Canelli. Follow me there. Loud About Nothing. Check out my podcast. We're doing podcasts over there with my buddy Robbie. The two of us do a podcast. And follow me on Instagram. I post about my stuff there.
Yeah. Great Instagram follow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Great Instagram follow.
Thanks.
Lizzie,
send him a picture
you?
Of your Christmas tree.
Yeah. Or your Christmas
tree. Or whatever.
Or whatever. Or your Hanukkah bush. Oh. I get it. I got it. And under the
yes! You got a banjo.
Yeah. You love it. Lizzie, where can they find you and follow you?
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. I run a show every Wednesday at 9 at the Gutter in Brooklyn. And that's it, I think.
Yeah.
Watch my Don't Tell set if you haven't already.
It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Comedy 69 across all platforms. Follow our YouTube page, Respectfully Podcast.
And subscribe to it, you pigs.
God. Yeah.
Comment. It means so much to comment on people's
so
YouTube.
Much. Yes.
It helps guide us what you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're having a bad Christmas, watch us on YouTube and comment.
Yeah. Go My Dad's Dead too.
Yeah.
And I'm on pills.
But don't DM me about how your dad's dead too. No. People like to do that to me. Don't do that to me.
No. It's not for you. It's not for you. Ho, 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 baby. Good night.